You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us. And I appreciate people connecting me with others. I have a friend over in Huntsville, Kevin Daniels with Rocket City Broadcasting. He was recently in Las Vegas, and there he met Mike Richmond, who told him about VA radio outreach. Kevin said, hey, why don't you reach out to Mike and talk to him about this effort? So I am glad to have Mike Richmond on the line with me right now to talk about VA radio outreach. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mike.
Thank you, Mark. I'm happy to be here, and I'm very anxious to explain what this radio outreach program is all about.
Absolutely. Glad to have you do that. We, through the Mark White Show, cover a lot of veteran issues as well as law enforcement issues. My background
is not military, but law enforcement. And I worked with a lot of members of the military who came into the law enforcement area of work and enjoyed being able to work with them and also able to help them through the show and support various efforts that help them as they move along in civilian life outside of military life. And I believe through the VA radio outreach, you have service announcements to familiarize veterans with important benefits, services, and programs, and want you to be able to share about your reach to the veterans today.
Absolutely, Mark. Well, yes, the VA radio outreach program within the Veterans Experience Office at VA is basically a tool to educate veterans on all of the program services and benefits that are available to them. Right now, we have more than 30 public service announcements that are on our dedicated landing page through VA News, which is the main VA news site. And those public service announcements are available to anyone who would like to listen to them or download them as MP3s. They're all on that page, and they're available in 60, 30, and 15-second segments for anybody to download. It's very simple. You just click on any of the those available spots underneath the subject, and you can download them in any of those time frames.
Now, Mike, I'm reading here your communication specialist, Veterans Experience Office. What is your background that led you to the roles that you have today?
Right. I am now solely within the communication specialist within the Veterans Experience Office. Previously, I was with the Office of Research and Development, Research Communications at VA. And what that office did, actually, that led to the creation of what I'm doing right now. We had what was called VA Research Nuggets that we were broadcasting on two local stations here in the D.C. area. We're carrying them, WTOP and Federal News Network. And those VA Research Nuggets were 60-second spots focusing primarily on historic research figures in VA history, what they had done, also studies we focused on that, maybe on a particular drug that would have an impact on the veteran population, maybe 5 to 10 years down the road. So that's what those spots were basically doing. And what I did is I incorporated the concept that I used in that office in my current office in the Veterans Experience Office when I joined nearly a year ago. But these PSAs I'm doing in comparison are more of an immediate impact on veterans. They're, what are these program services and benefits that veterans can know about and take advantage of immediately? And there's a cross-section of topics that I've focused on that outreach page thus far, one being the PACT Act, which is the bill that was signed into law nearly a year ago that expands the benefits for veterans from Vietnam, the Gulf War, and the post-9/11 conflicts who were exposed to toxics, burn pits, and other environmental hazards. So there's a PACT Act PSA on there, and then we've broken down the PACT Act into different segments. There's a nice PSA on there on VA's crisis line and also what to expect when you call VA's crisis line. There's one on VA's Million Veteran Program. There's even a PSA on the U.S. National Park Service offering free lifetime passes to veterans. They can apply for that through the National Park Service. There's one on VA's Health and Benefits app. So it's a nice variety of public service announcements that are available to the veteran community that are on that page. It's just, simply put, it's just another educational tool for veterans to learn what's out there and what's available to them.
Mike, what is it about this work that makes you care? Why do you care about supporting veterans? Did you have a background as a military member yourself?
No, I'm not a veteran myself, but I know that, I've spoken to so many people who have served, whether through VA or elsewhere, and I know the commitment that goes into doing something like that, to serving your country. And this is just a way of paying back, of paying them for their honorable service to the nation, and letting them know what's available out there that can help them. And that's actually the mission of the Department of Veterans Affairs anyway, is to help veterans. And the specific mission of my office, the Veterans Experience Office, is to make life easier, make the customer experience easier for veterans that are enrolled in VA healthcare. So this is just another way of reaching out and serving them, just like the veterans have served this country. I feel an obligation, not only as part of VA, but just in my, you know, from what I understand about those who have served, and I know that they deserve a lot. And this is just a small way that I can give back to them.
I can see where it takes a lot of footwork to be able to keep up with all the different programs, the services and benefits across the country for veterans. What type of a team do you have to pull together the various programs, services, and benefits that are available?
Well, I have colleagues who are helping me out with, you mean the particular subject matters that we're focusing on?
Yes, I have
great colleagues around me. People suggest items that I should focus on, or I come across various things, various topics that I want to do public service announcements on. So it's just understanding the needs of veterans and what they should understand at this very time, such as the example I gave with the PACT Act. They definitely need to know about that. And also with suicide prevention being VA's top clinical priority, I mean, doing something on the Veterans Crisis Line and the number that they should be calling, I mean, that's a no-brainer. So it's just another way of reaching out to veterans and helping them understand, you know, what they should be doing, and making it easier for them to respond, making more instinctive for them to respond to what's out there.
Mike, are some of the programs and services that are recognized, are they through nonprofits that people have developed across the country too? Are those recognized through the VA radio outreach?
Absolutely. Well, the I mentioned the U.S. National Park Service, so that's obviously non-VA related, but there are other nonprofit organizations that we have recognized through the radio outreach page. And we also do a lot of nonprofit support through our weekly VA Vet Resources newsletter that goes out to 13 million veterans across the country. But like, for instance, Syracuse University has a library that's devoted to employment resources. So I did a public service announcement on that. This library offers employment, the small business resources for the veteran community. There's an organization called No Barriers Warriors that I did a public service announcement on. They organize hiking expeditions for veterans that are having mental health challenges, primarily PTSD. And those hiking expeditions, the goal is to create camaraderie among the veterans that participate, and give them, and they have campfire gatherings, and they can talk among each other to just, you know, try and share their experiences and overcome these mental health challenges. So yes, aside from the VA programs and governmental programs, we are focusing on nonprofits too.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Mike Richmond. He's communications specialist with Veterans Experience Office, as we talk about this very special effort to connect you, VA radio outreach. And I hope that you will continue in the next segment as we talk about how you can connect with VA radio outreach. Mike Richmond here to share about that. Thanks to Kevin Daniels, meeting him in Las Vegas and then sharing with me about this effort. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I have on the line with me Mike Richmond, who is the Communications Specialist, Veterans Experience Office, as we share about VA radio outreach. This is an effort of public service announcements, familiarizing veterans with important benefits, services, and programs. Glad to have you with us, Mike.
Great to be here, Mark.
So the biggest thing we need to do today, I feel like, if there's someone listening who is a veteran or someone who has a loved one who is a veteran, to bring awareness to the VA radio effort so that they can then tune in and find out about the different PSAs, the different benefits, the various efforts that you cover.
Absolutely, yes. So all of the PSAs are available on our page. The URL is news.va.gov/outreach/radio. That's news.va.gov/outreach-radio. And like I said earlier, anybody can go on that page. You can listen to the PSAs. You can download them as MP3s, but they are available on that page. And I also would like to mention that we've converted at least seven of these audio PSAs thus far into video PSAs, and those video PSAs are airing at least 100 VA medical centers around the country, as well as other media outlets. At the medical centers, airing through the Veterans News Network, which is a broadcast that broadcasts in emergency rooms, waiting rooms, and so forth. So veterans can watch them in these VA medical centers. But the URL for all of our audio items thus far, news.va.gov/outreach/radio.
As you mentioned in the first segment, Mike, you talked about the pressing effort for the crisis line number when we have veterans who are on the brink of taking their own lives. They need support, they need help, they need resources, and it sounds like that is something that is top of the line for you guys to work on to bring awareness to any resource that can help save a veteran's life.
Yes, well, the new crisis line number, 1-800-MY-VA-411, it's a very important number, and yes, we want to bring a lot of attention to that, so veterans will know that number and they know what number they should be calling in the event of an emergency. Absolutely.
For you yourself, Mike, after you create the PSAs, after you put this information out there, is there something tangible that you can look at and say, okay, people are listening, people are tuning in, they are getting the resources, we are helping veterans. Do you have some way of even tracking that what you're doing is working?
Yeah, oh, that's an excellent question, Mark. Yes. I should say a lot of it is anecdotal, where we're getting bits and pieces here and there of people responding to this. So, but we have gotten wonderful responses thus far. From everybody, from veterans to podcasts themselves, and hearing that radio stations are airing these PSAs. There's this one veteran who he heard a podcast called The Veteran's Voice, which airs in several radio stations in Colorado, and he says, as a veteran who learns better by listening, I love that the VA is podcasting and getting the word out. That's a particular veteran who's saying that. So yes, a lot of it is, if not all of it, is going to be anecdotal. It's very difficult for us to track individually, you know, who exactly is airing this, and whether it's a radio station or a podcast or whatever.
Sure.
But we're getting anecdotal feedback in terms of you know, various stations or various media outlets or people that are listening, what they are saying about it. So yeah, and we're tracking that as best as possible, and we're incorporating that into our records to know the success rate of this program. We think it's going to be a wonderful program and a wonderful way of reaching out to the veteran community. We're eventually going to have, I believe, national exposure for this.
I agree with that. And just so we're clear, if someone has a podcast, if they have a radio show, they can take the initiative to go to the website, then take the MP3, the 15-second, the 30-second, the 60-second, whatever that spot is, and place it within their program to help you all move forward with your effort.
That's exactly right. So all they have to do is download these MP3s, whether it's a 50, 30, or 60-second segment, and place it in their programming. That you referred to the NAB conference earlier, and that's exactly what I told the people who I met there, including Kevin, that it's as simple as that. It's on the page, and they're available in those three lengths, those three segments.
I think the first thing is people have to care, and so when they care, and then they know, okay, I've got a way to share this. I have this vehicle in the form of a podcast or a radio show, and then they decide, I want to take some of my airtime and then contribute that to these veteran efforts to help them understand what's available to them.
Right. And most people in media as well, they're very sympathetic toward the veteran needs, and they want to get back as well. I think that's kind of like the initial reaction that a lot of people have. They want to get back to the veteran community, and in your particular area with your large veteran population, I think you are doing just that. So a lot of media react positively to this in wanting to help out. I think it's just kind of instinctive on their part. And, you know, of course, it depends on programming and what they can fit into their programming as well. But I really do think sincerely they want to help.
Absolutely. And you reached the right guy with Kevin Daniels out of Huntsville, Alabama, with Rocket City Broadcasting. Once you laid that card in his hand and he messaged me and said, you need to get in touch with Mike.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kevin was great. We really hit it off at the conference, and he was very attentive to this. I mean, he just really, really interested in what I had to say about this radio outreach program and wanting to help. Absolutely. And I'm very thankful to him for what he did in passing this information on to you.
And we're just connecting the dots. So Kevin sends it to me. I connect with you. We send this show out so others can listen, and then they take the initiative to take the next step, and the ball keeps rolling forward, and the effort for the VA radio outreach continues to reach more people, and that's the hope that I have today for your effort, Mike.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Yeah, I have that that hope as well, and I'm just going to keep pushing with this and grinding and trying to get as many media outlets as possible to air these public service announcements. And it's all, like, for instance, I'm contacting the state broadcasting associations in all of the 50 states, and I'm hoping that those state organizations, with all their members, they'll be able to disseminate the URL and or the PSAs to their member organizations. That's just one example. We're reaching out to tribal organizations too, tribal leaders. I mean, that's a
yes,
very big sort of market that we want to hit. Stations in the rural areas, we want to hit them as well. So there's just all these segments throughout the country, all these whether geographic or state by state that we want to hit. But the goal is to get these in the hands of as many media outlets, radio stations, podcasts, or whatever throughout the country, and get them airing everywhere.
And the website again is news.va.gov/outreach/radio to hear the PSAs. To find out more information about VA radio outreach. And Mike Richmond, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today to be able to share about this effort.
It was great to be on your show, Mark, and thank you for letting me expound on this program and how we're going to go national with it eventually.
Folks, Mike Richmond, Communications Specialist, Veterans Experience Office, as we talked about the VA radio outreach. This is public service announcements familiarizing veterans with important benefits, services, and programs. Again, thank you, Mike, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you'll go ahead and share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and the VA radio outreach so that we can help reach more people. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Who live and love in my hometown.